The concussion results are in, a need to be conversational, and records, they have no expiration date. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. For the first time this year, Michigan High School Athletic Association members are submitting reports about potential concussions during games and practices. The preliminary results from the fall sports season were announced last week, and with 99% of schools reporting, it revealed that 2% of over 100,000 student-athletes were concussed, an average of 3.2 per school. MHSAA Executive Director Jack Roberts says the reports provide a wide range of information.
From the mandated reports from our member schools, we are receiving general information about the age, grade, and gender of the students involved, whether the injury occurred in practice or competition, and whether it was early or late, what sport was involved, and what level of competition.
It's an approach which also involves a pilot sideline concussion testing program and concussion insurance to cover costs unpaid by other policies.
The pilot programs are providing us much more detailed information about the circumstances of injuries that have occurred in our pilot schools. And we are also learning how to make the sideline concussion detection systems and tools easier to use at the interscholastic level.
The complete report with finalized numbers for the fall, winter, and spring sports seasons will be released during the summer. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Cameron Heinzelman of Wayland, who rolled a perfect game of 300 in a bowling match against Zeeland East, and Gage Kresge of St. Ignace, who nearly triple-doubled against Rudyard in a boys basketball game with 38 points, 13 rebounds, and 9 steals. Prime your body with a pre-exercise snack. If it's been more than 3 hours since your last meal, having a pre-exercise snack will likely help you have a better workout. Make it something small that's easy to digest. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you love me?
When a child is abducted, the first 24 hours is critical. The Michigan Amber Alert Program helps get the word out fast, and that can make all the difference.
Will you care for me?
All you have to do to help is check the box on your state income tax form to make a small donation that could save a child's life.
Will you help? Check the box.
This message is sponsored by the Michigan Amber Alert Foundation and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Play ball! Play ball! Play ball!
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
The most challenging task in officiating any basketball game for a referee is effectively working with the coaches. In a perfect world, coaches would simply ask questions on plays they had a concern about, and the official would then simply respond with an answer to that question, which often would be a description of what he or she saw on the play in question. The very best basketball officials keep the communication with coaches during a game a conversation, not an ongoing argument. Officials need to always be in control of their emotions, answer questions from coaches honestly, and head off behavior early that is argumentative and unprofessional. Coaches and officials working together makes for a much better game.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. 30 years ago, what we had compiled for a list of record-setting performances in high school sports consisted of about 4 pages of listings in the old MHSAA Book of Champions, and almost half of that were records set in the association's swimming and track final meets. The rest were things that were absolutely quantifiable, winning streaks and points scored and coaching victories for the most part. Today, the lists maintained on the MHSAA website are very thorough and growing daily. Someone once asked me about the accuracy of the marks. Would the list ever be complete? And I said that we'll never have everything. The records will always be a work in progress. You might remember the 100-yard-plus punt I talked about several weeks ago from 1931 that we discovered up in Big Rapids. And then just last week, we added another record. Not as old, but very big. While working on a school hall of fame, Ionia High School discovered that Adam Kerr set the state's single game record for pass receptions with 18 against Belding in 1992, and the 307 yards he totaled in the contest ranks 5th in a game all time. There's no expiration dates on records as long as they can be verified, so if you come across a performance worthy of being listed in the Michigan High School Sports Record Book and you can document it, give us a call here at the MHSAA. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.